There's no end to the blessing. God desires for you to live your life healthy and whole, with nothing missing and nothing broken. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland continues this week's teaching, Healing is Always God's Will for You.
Welcome to Healing in the Bible. Hallelujah. We're talking about healing, your healing, my healing. Everybody who will receive it can be healed. I'm going to read again from Proverbs 3. I'm going to try to finish that this time. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, verse 1. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now, that's the key to healing. That's the key to prosperity. That's the key to all the blessings of God. The blessings, the good things, the supernatural good things that come from God come to the obedient. So you're not going to get far being disobedient to the Word of God. Not far. So if you want the good side of God, you want the good life, here's the way you do it. For length of days, forget not, it says, and hearken or keep my commandments. Verse 2 says in the Amplified, for length of days and years, length of days, that's living a long time, and years of life worth living and tranquility, peace, in other words, everything's good, inward, outward, continuing, now get this part, continuing through old age. That means living a long time. Continuing through old age till death, or you could say till your departure. These shall the word they add to you. The word will add good days to you. It'll add health and long days, peaceful days. Let not mercy and kindness, that's in verse 2 says in the Amplified, let not mercy and kindness, because that is the love of God, you know, that you could say, or let not the love of God leave you. Let not, forsake not, let not mercy and kindness, shutting out all hatred and selfishness, and let truth not forsake you. Bind them about your neck, mercy and truth about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. Let the Word of God and the mercy of God and the truth that's in the Word of God get in your heart and stay there. So shall you find favor, good understanding, and high esteem in the sight of God and man. You want people to think well of you? Put the Bible in your eyes and your ears. Get it in your heart. Obey it. People will think highly of you because they'll see good. They'll see God through you. Lean on, here's faith, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. Your heart is your spirit, the part of you that's born again. Your mind is your soul or your will and emotions. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, this is the Amplified Version, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. When I believe something's one way, and the Bible says it's another way, it's up to me to change my mind and come over here and agree with God, because He's always right. In all your ways, verse 6, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him. In all your ways, give God place. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Ask Him, Lord, what do You want me to do? Consider Him. If you know what the Word says, you know one thing. You know some things to do. If you'll do what the written Word says, then in the individual decisions you have to make in life, you'll know what God wants you to do too. In all your ways, that's all your ways. Not just some. No, recognize and acknowledge Him, and He will direct, make straight, and plain your paths. Now, that is a great scripture. If you want to know the will of God, that's how you do it. You lean on, you trust in, you're confident in the Lord. You don't rely on your own insight or understanding, but in all your ways, you recognize and acknowledge Him. What He says is right. Whether you want to do it or not, it's right what He says. And He will direct and make straight and plain your path. Now, here's some good advice. Be not wise in your own eyes. When you begin to think you know everything, you're headed for trouble. God knows everything. So we go to God and ask Him what things are and what to do and how to believe and how to conduct ourselves. He knows it all. We don't. So in all of our ways, we acknowledge Him and what He says. We obey Him. He then, when you give Him place, when you acknowledge Him, He will direct and make straight and plain your path. Then you'll be in the will of God. Then you'll be where the blessings can flow to you. Verse 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear and worship the Lord. Turn away from evil. Now that is a key to being healed. That's a key to being prosperous. That's a key to the whole blessing, is doing what God says is right and not necessarily what you want to do. I mean, after you walk with God and you learn these things, you'll begin to agree with Him and you'll want to do what He says because you'll know this is where the blessing is. This is God. He knows what to do. So this says, be not wise in your own eyes, but reverently fear and worship the Lord and turn entirely away from evil. It is the will of God for you to turn entirely away from evil. Well, if this was evil right here, what would be the will of God? The will of God would be for me to turn away, entirely away from what God says is evil. Turn my back on it. Don't go there anymore. That's where the blessing is. God has good for you. The blessing is not in drugs and alcohol, and that's the curse. But turning away from what God says is evil is blessing. Entirely away. I mean, just shut it down. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not saying that anymore. I'm not believing that anymore. I'm believing the Word of God. And here's what happens. It shall, turning away from evil, turning entirely away, the Amplified says, it shall be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. Turning away from evil, in other words, shall be divine health. You're not going to walk in divine health, and you're not going to walk in divine prosperity with one foot doing what the devil says and the other foot trying to do what God says. No. No. You follow after the evil that's in the world, you're going to get the curse. There's no other way except for you to repent, make Jesus the Lord of your life, get out from under that old life by your choice of Jesus, be born over again. A lot of you don't even know about being born again. You just think that's something they do at church. Being born over again is making Jesus the Lord of your life. And when you do that, the Bible teaches us that we become a new creature, a new creation, that we're born again. That's actually a Bible term. We get born over again from unrighteousness to righteousness, from death to life. And when we do that, the whole blessing of God belongs to us, which includes your finances, your body, your family. All is well with us under the blessing. But we have to make the choice. So I'm just telling you right now, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, repent of your past. Say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I take you. And Jesus is always there to come in. And you know what happens when you make Jesus the Lord of your life? The Bible says it this way. You get born over again. Born again. That's not just, Billy Graham didn't make that term up. It's in the Bible. You get born over again. Hallelujah. From death into life. From poverty into blessing. Hallelujah. From turmoil into peace. Just do it right now if you've never done it. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Say to Him what I said to Him one day. Take my life and do something with it. Glory to God. It'll be good and the blessing will be there. Hallelujah. If you did that today, you let us know it. It turning entirely away from evil shall be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. In other words, to your whole physical body. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord with your capital in sufficiency. Now, here's the way you increase and prosper. You honor the Lord with what you have. And when you honor Him with what you have, more of the blessing comes. And you honor Him with that, more of the blessing comes. There's no end to the blessing. So that's prosperity. That's actually talking about your prosperity. When Ken and I began to find out about how to walk on the Word, we could hardly pay the rent on our little bitty, little house. Probably, I don't know, 700 square feet. It was tiny. It was in a project. It was a tiny little house. And we were doing well to pay the rent on it. Although we had already been born again, but we just didn't know how to believe God for money or that, you know, we could believe God for money. But when we found out it's God's will for us to prosper, that when we got born again, the blessing of God came on us. And the curse, the blessing of increase came on us, and the curse of lack was broken over our lives, we began to tithe, we began to believe God to prosper. And we began to prosper right there in that little house. Honor the Lord with your capital, what you have, and sufficiency, and with the first fruits of your income. Now, that's the tithe. The tithe is the first fruits. When you get a paycheck, you take out 10% according to the Word of God, and you sow it into Him. Glory to God. And that's when you begin to increase. He becomes your partner in a new way. So shall your storage places be filled with plenty, and your vats overflowing with new wine. You know, I was going to just take certain parts of this Proverbs 3, but I've decided I'm going to read it all because it's so important. All these things are so important. If you don't let God in on your money, the blessing's not going to be on you like it should. You say, yeah, but I know a lot of wicked people that have money and they don't have anything to do with God. Well, if you know wicked people like that, they may have money, but you know money can be a curse if you don't know what to do with it. I mean, it can help you do more drugs. It can help you with all the bad things in life. You can do it as much as you want to. So that's not a blessing. That's a curse. But money in God can help you do good things and be a blessing to you and others. So shall your storage places, when you honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency, with the first fruits of your income or with your tithe, so shall your storage places, verse 10, be filled with plenty. You know, there ought not be lack in my house, in your house. Not if we're doing it right. Not if we're obeying the Word. Not if we're obeying God and we're tithing and we're sowing and we're doing the things the Word says to do. The only scriptural way is for us to have plenty. Hallelujah. And that's what this says. Your vats overflowing with new wine. More than enough. The overflow. My son, now here's a key. And I, the longer I'm in the Word of God, the more I see this is the key to abundance. It's the key to health. It's the key to good life in the earth. Honor the Lord. We talked about that. So shall your storage places be filled with plenty, and your vats shall be overflowing with new wine. My son, do not despise or shrink from the chastening or the correction of the Lord. His correction, the Amplified says, neither be weary or impatient about or loathe or abhor His reproof. When the Lord reproves you, it's a blessing. He's not trying to punish you. He's saying, don't do this anymore. Do this. It's a blessing. He's telling you what to do to get the blessing. Now, if you looked in Deuteronomy 28, you would see that the Lord lists the blessing and the curse of the law, of keeping God's way, in other words. Well, we're still walking in that keeping God's way, blessing or curse. If you don't do what God says and you live like the world lives, you're going to live under the curse. There's no There's no promises there. There's, you know, the help's not there when you need it. The money's not there. The health is not there. But if you walk in God's way, the Bible says the blessing comes on you. So in Deuteronomy 28, if you want to look at it, when we get through, we'll do it. Here's the curse for not keeping the laws. Everything bad. Every sickness and every disease, it says, is under the curse. Even if it's not written in this curse, it's under the curse, the Bible says. But then over here on the other hand, the blessing is everything good, abundance, blessing. Oh, you're blessed coming in and you're blessed going out. That's under the blessing, hallelujah. All things are good, and it's our choice. And then the Bible in the New Testament says that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse or the bad things so that the blessing can come on us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's our choice. So your storage places will be filled with plenty. Verse 11 says, do not despise or shrink from the chastening of the Lord. So when the Lord corrects you, don't turn your back on it. Don't run away from it. Say, thank you, Lord. I see that. I'll make that change. I'll do that. He'll show you things in the Word. He'll hear your pastor preach something from the Word that says, do this and don't do that. And you say, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll change right now. That's how you get blessed and stay blessed. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects. When the Lord corrects you and tells you, stop doing this and begin to do this, it's because He loves you. It's because He wants the blessing to come to you. God wants to bless you. He's not trying to keep from blessing you. He's trying to get over to you so that you can receive the blessing. The blessing is always God's will. But He has to have our cooperation. If we're not living for Him, if we're not doing what the Bible says, we're disobedient. Disobedience is not blessed, but obedience is blessed. So when you become a Word person, you're on your way. When you let the Word change your thoughts and your actions, you're on your way. You're on your way to healing. You're on your way to prosperity. Happy, blessed. Well, it says in verse 12, for whom the Lord loves, He corrects, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights. Happy, blessed, fortunate, enviable is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom. When you find skillful and godly wisdom, if you'll obey it, you found the blessing. The man who gets understanding, drawing it forth from God's Word. Now, Ken and I begin to prosper when we begin to get wisdom from God's Word. We begin to learn. You can depend on the Word. You can act on the Word. You can speak the Word. And the blessing will be the results. For the gaining of it, the gaining of wisdom and understanding is better than the gaining of silver, and the profit of it is better than fine gold. Skillful and godly wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you can wish for is to be compared to her. Now, here's where healing and well-being comes in, your physical well-being. Length of days, this is verse 16, length of days is in her right hand. Length of days is in wisdom, the way God does things, is in wisdom's right hand. And in her left hand are riches and honor. So here you've got wisdom. Here you've got riches and honor. And I'm telling you, that's a good combination. But you have to have the wisdom first, how God does things. You begin to do the way He does, agree with Him. If He says tithe, you tithe. If He says speak words of life, you speak words of life. Then the blessing comes on you. Isn't that a great scripture? Length of days, long life, in other words, is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to live a long time. After all, He just gets you trained, and then you try to die on Him. That's not any good. He needs you. He needs you doing what you're called to do. Her ways are highways. Wisdom's ways are highways of pleasantness. I know this is true. Wisdom ways are pleasant, and her paths are peace. Pleasantness and peace. God wants you to have a good life. if you're struggling, if you're sick, if you're broke and you can't pay your bills, that's not the will of God for you. God wants you to get over here on His way of doing and being right so the blessing can come on you, heal your body, pay your bills, not just a little, but have a lot left over. She, wisdom, is a tree of life to those who hold on to her. Happy to be envied is everyone who holds her. Everyone who holds wisdom fast is happy. Glory to God. The Lord, by skillful and godly wisdom, has founded the earth, and by understanding He has established the heavens. God's will is for you to prosper. God's will is for you to be healed. But it comes, that life comes through the wisdom of God. Your life is established in the blessing. Glory to God. I'll be right back.
Living well and stepping up to the good life is part of God's plan for you. He wants you to experience a meaningful life and enjoy wholeness, health, and blessings every day. Experience God's best with this 3-pack of resources included in the God Wants You Well package. Start your journey to wholeness as you join Gloria Copeland on an intensive study through God's Word. God Wants You Well. Her 2-CD teaching reveals the Heavenly Father's heart towards healing and how you can be vibrant, enjoy your life, and fulfill God's purpose for you. Her mini book, Steps to the Good Life, shows you how to live long, strong, and in the fullness of God's blessings right here, right now. Strength and Beauty, In the Presence of the Healer, a music CD by Sarah Hart Pearsons, sets the atmosphere for you to receive your healing and experience God's love for you as you take a step towards maximum health and wholeness. Now is the time for you to be well and living the good life.
Order the God Wants You Well package today at kcm.org. This new package includes the CD series God Wants You Well and the mini book 3 Steps to the Good Life by Gloria Copeland. You'll also receive a worship CD by Sarah Hart Pearsons, Strength and Beauty in the Presence of the Healer, all for just $18. To order, call 800-600-7395. Or for additional product discounts and 48-hour processing, and for these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland, go to kcm.org.
Gloria, we have Pastor Mark from Pennsylvania. In October, his right eye was hemorrhaging, and he lost his sight in his right eye, and I'm going to let him finish his story.
I had surgery 24 days ago on the eye, and the doctor told me that it would take about 2 to 3, possibly 6 months until I would have vision in that eye. And I'm here to tell you today that I have vision in that eye. I was reading from a small print Bible. I purposely brought the small print.
Perfect.
Glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm Pastor Mark Hochgirdle, and I'm from Auburn, Pennsylvania, and I pastor at the Lighthouse Church in Warwicksburg, Pennsylvania, and came out to the meeting. My son and I have been coming here together. It's been a father and son weekend that we've done now for the last 6 years. At the beginning of last month, my son and I were driving into New York City, and I had a hemorrhage unexpectedly in my right eye from diabetic retinopathy, and it took out virtually all the vision in my right eye. The only thing I could see was light and shadow. So I went to see an ophthalmologist, and we had surgery scheduled, and the surgery, he said, was successful, and I believed him, but I didn't really have any more vision in the eye, and he said it would take about 2 to 3, possibly 6 months until I would have vision in that eye. And I didn't really want to receive that report. And so obviously I was well enough to drive to get here, but today in the healing service, I could just see a quantum leap in the vision and from where it was to where it is now.
Well, what happened? Can you describe
before, with my left eye closed, before I wouldn't have been able to even see the Bible, but now I can see the print. It's a healing from God. People have been praying. I called the KCM prayer line before surgery and after. Of course, my wonderful family at the Lighthouse Church were praying for me. They set aside a day for prayer and fasting for my healing. We're way ahead of schedule from the word that the doctor gave.
You know, the word doesn't promise that we'll never have any trouble, but it does give us an answer for when trouble comes to make us victorious. Pastor Mark had been coming to conventions for a long time listening to the word. And when he had that hemorrhage, he knew exactly what to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he got healed and he got his vision back. Glory to God. So you need to be ready. I mean, the Bible doesn't teach we'll never have any trouble. It teaches us that when trouble comes, we have an answer. Now, I'm going to pray for you today, and I'm going to pray for your healing. I want you to take it and then go from this moment into the Word of God and just begin to feed on the healing scriptures. And if you know, we've got free things here we'll give you on healing. Just contact the ministry and they'll send you scriptures. They'll send you this and that and the other. We want you well. God wants you well. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to sickness and disease and to every foul symptom that's in the lives and the bodies of the people that are now listening. And I, in Jesus' name, I rebuke that curse. I rebuke sickness off of you. I command your eyes to be healed. I command your body to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. God is no respecter of persons, but He is a respecter of faith. So right now you say, I take my healing in Jesus' name. I believe I receive total restoration of my body, my mind, or whatever's bothering you in the name of Jesus. And we want to let you know more about healing. It's so important that you know what to do when sickness comes. So we have the God Wants You Well package. Just call, let us know, write, however you want to do it. We'll get it to you. We want you to have the Word. We know what it did in our lives, and we know what it'll do in your life. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about healing this week, so don't miss it. Act on the Word. Take it. What you have to do when a symptom shows up is take healing and rebuke that symptom off of you. The website's got articles on healing, help on healing. We want you well. I'll see you again tomorrow. Don't miss it. In the meantime, this is Gloria Copeland saying to you that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.